Talking travel with Tropical Sky and Shannon Airport. Enjoy an easy start to Europe, America, the Caribbean, the Far East and beyond. Flying from Shannon with tropicalsky.ie.
I don't need to remind you, Sarah Slattery, the travel expert, and Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels in every week. And big fans of Shannon Airport.
Yes, if you were really into airports and say something bad happened to you and you dreamt, you know, that you were going to go to heaven and be in an airport, Shannon would be the one.
I was saying, Sarah, to Ed, we're going to bury him there on the runway.
Like, Shannon Airport is like, I'm not in an airport, but it is an airport, because it's like, you can actually, I think I went through it once in about 10 minutes.
To be fair, I actually flew from the first time this year from Shannon and it was absolutely gorgeous. Like, it's just such a lovely experience. And the parking, you literally just park. I'm pulled in outside the door.
It's
and you're
the
in.
Way, it, way airports it should be. Shannon was, you know, they started the duty free like in Shannon. Shannon Airport was famous years ago, like when all the Russian planes used to land, you know, on the way to Cuba and everything. Shannon Airport became a massive hub for like duty free, and they have an incredible duty free. I mean, that is another reason, I suppose, why it's very nice. But it's just a lovely experience, yeah. And there's no stress.
No,
you know, being bombarded with anything, running or anything. You know, it's really nice. So,
and like, is it small enough? Like, do you know the way with Dublin Airport, you could be walking for a week and then you're in the wrong terminal and all that.
No, you're in and out. Like, I was, oh God, I think I was probably about 10 minutes as well. From
quicker to actually go down to Shannon.
Yeah.
That could be very true.
And a lot of people do that, Trina.
It literally took me 2 hours, 10 minutes to drive down. Actually, I couldn't believe it. Actually, I thought it was going to be longer.
It's a great setup, in fairness, and they've done like amazing work on it. And I mean, one of the big things about it as well is they've really kind of attracted so many routes now. I mean, when you look there, right, Sarah will tell you as well, Lanzarote, Gran Canaria, like they've all these fantastic places like Mallorca, Fuerteventura, New York, Boston, Chicago. Like, just the routes are brilliant. So they've really kind of extended it. I mean, when you look now at the different places like Madrid, Frankfurt now is coming back with Discover Airlines, which is a brilliant place to go, a great hub for Germany, like Heidelberg, one of the most beautiful university cities, Wiesbaden, this gorgeous spa town, all just 30 minutes like from Frankfurt, and Heidelberg an hour and a half or something. But Frankfurt itself, old town, brilliant value. I mean, I love going there for years, you know, for the Christmas markets. Just a really nice experience. So they've really extended. So it's hugely international now, you know, I mean, with the great global reach.
I think as well, the beauty of that Frankfurt flight is Discover Airlines are part of Lufthansa. So you can connect literally to long haul all over the world without having to go to the UK. So you can, if you want to go far east, whatever, Australia, anything, you don't have to necessarily go via London anymore. You can go via Frankfurt, which is brilliant. Just as Ed said, like, the destinations are great. And they've kind of, you know, I know a lot of people want sun holiday destinations as well. And it's not just the Canaries in Spain. Like, they have Corfu in Greece. They have, of course, Madeira, the real, and Malta, the trendy places to go this summer as well. And they have Naples, the Amalfi Coast. So loads of destinations aside from your typical Spain and Portugal, if you're looking for something a little bit different.
And Turin, amazing place, and people don't really know it that much, you know, as a big city. I mean, obviously we all know about the shrouded Turin, you know, we know what the story is with that, but gorgeous place and a great base as well. You're near so many beautiful parts of northern Italy there. Those places like Béziers there with Ryanair as well, France, like just opening up lots of lovely new places.
That's ideal for people looking for campsite holidays in France for families. Béziers, yeah, that's a really good one for that.
And Porto, of course, I know you mentioned it, Sarah, there, but I have to say Porto again, just to give it a shot. I discovered Porto was the first place I went to after COVID, and I booked a 4-day holiday. 2 weeks later, I was still there. No, I changed.
Porto's one. A lot
it's
of my
stunning.
Girl pals, they'll all be going on long weekends to Porto. They're just like, it's brilliant.
It has so many things. I mean, it was the first capital of Portugal, right? It was never in any earthquake or anything like that, like this. But everything is preserved. But the bridges of Porto are amazing. Like, then you go out into the Douro Valley, where all the beautiful wines are.
Well, I think that's what's enticing all my girlfriends.
Yeah, well, and I'll tell you what's enticing. Pricing them is the price, because I mean, for about €3 you get a glass of beautiful wine, the green wine, whatever the Portuguese one is, and a little tapas with it as well, which is the Portuguese version of it. What they have in Porto, which a lot of people discover, is white port, because we all think if you know the real, and it's absolutely gorgeous. White port and tonic, Sandemans, wow, the world of wine is there, tells you the whole history of wine, how it started. It's like Disneyland Paris for wine buffs, right? It's like a theme park for wine people. It's called WOW, World of Wine.
That's
absolutely
right, yeah.
amazing. You don't have to drink a drop if you don't want to. When you're in there, you could just discover. But they do wine tasting for a tenner. You get to taste three wines. And there's brilliant trains as well. You can get to Lisbon. Portugal has amazing trains. And you can do a two centre if you want as well. Fly into Porto and fly out of Lisbon. But Porto from Shannon, from Dublin, like it's a great place. And the value will hit you.
I'm just looking actually as you're talking there. A 3-night break in Porto in a 4-star hotel in March, the 29th of March. The Hotel Porto was $219 per person, including flights.
Wow.
A 2-night break, again, this is from Shannon, on the 25th of May is $209. So like really good deals as well, flights and 4-star accommodation if you want to do a city break. I also have a post on the website with Tropical Sky, some of their kind of more luxury end holidays from Shannon, if anybody was interested in something like that. The really nice H10 Estepona in the Costa del Sol, it gets rave reviews. That's $979 per person, bed and breakfast for a week, including your flights. But it's a really good hotel. Or do you know the Dreams Madeira Resort?
Oh,
like, you
wow.
know the Dreams, the all-inclusive?
Yeah,
you know,
I stayed in Dreams Lanzarote and Secrets Lanzarote.
Yeah.
They're just such a treat, a luxury break. Yeah.
Now, on the 2nd of March, all-inclusive with your flights and a hotel, all your meals, drinks, flights, the whole lot, $9.59. It's good, isn't it?
That's
person.
Brilliant. And
yeah.
that's in
and that's
Madeira.
Dreams in Madeira. Yeah.
Wow.
Be lovely winter sun.
Yeah. So,
holiday.
Trina, we can book that. Because Sarah has a load of trips booked that I didn't know anything about.
All the annual leave would be gone in the first few weeks of the year.
Well, we can broadcast live from there. It's
me,
grand.
Come
no
here.
Problem.
Any excuse, yeah.
And, of course, Faro, I know, an old favourite. But, again, Faro got great mentions in the Daily Telegraph recently for being a great city as well. A lot of people like Malaga will never, ever go to Faro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'll just fly in and they're gone. A place that I really, having read the article I read recently, I believe it's fantastic. So we'll do a little report on that as soon as I can.
Now come here, these two are after coming up with a great idea. Their classic deal of the week.
It's a classic.
Weeks thinking of that idea. Go on.
Yeah, so Budapest, incredible. I was telling you about it recently, a place you could always go to again and again. Fabulous for the thermal springs, the waters, the architecture. So on the Danube, flights from Shannon and 3 nights in the lovely Leonardo 4-star hotel, sightseeing tour of Budapest and a little river cruise on the Danube as well. And that's $299. And you'll get, I've details of that on my website, edfintravels.com. Classic deal of the week. If you're hungry for a deal, it must be Budapest.
Now, there you go. Okay, today we're going to give away more flights. We've got return flights with United to Newark, New Jersey, thanks to American Sky and Shannon Airport. So flying out of Shannon Airport, do we have a little question?
So the question is, Trina, where was the famous TV show The Sopranos set?
The new TV show, is it?
Yeah,
didn't Joey. Do that well. Right, send in your name and location and your answer, of course, to 087-188-0008. We'll see you very soon.
Thanks a million, Trina.
Talking travel with Tropical Sky and Shannon Airport. Enjoy an easy start to Europe, America, the Caribbean, the Far East and beyond. Flying from Shannon with tropicalsky.ie.
Ireland's classic hits radio.